Mario Levi Graziadi Room. Along the gallery on the right, three rooms display the collection of the Jew Mario Levi Graziadi from Casale, part of which has merged into the local Israeli museum attached to the synagogue. This is a very mixed collection, with pottery and wooden sculptures of different schools and eras. Among the numerous pieces in the first room, we point out a wooden statue of San Giacomo Apostolo in veste di pellegrino by an anonymous Spanish sculptor of the 13th century, and three exhibits in chiseled and embossed silver, objects used during the liturgy of Jewish feasts. We note two crowns called Ketarim, ceremonial ornaments of the rods of the Torah roll, and a historiated oval plate, used for family worship. Entering the second room, home to the pottery and maiolica collections of central Italy, bottom right we note the picture, dated 1565 to 1570, of the workshop of Orazio Fontana from Urbino, an artist specialised in reproducing subjects taken from works by Raffaello on maiolica. On the elegant historiated recipient, once part of the furnishings of a pharmacy, a seascape bordered by a village and hills. In the foreground, there is a female figure crowned with a scepter and two cherubs, holding a scroll with the text O di Scorpione. Before entering the third room, on the left wall, we can admire two examples of sacred paintings by Francesco Cairo, a major exponent of Lombard Baroque art. The two half-bust saints, Catherine of Alexandria and Cecilia, are portrayed as two elegant ladies of the time. Saint Cecilia, depicted with the handheld organ, her traditional attribute, is bejeweled with a necklace featuring a dove hanging on her neckline, as if the dove of the Holy Spirit had materialized in gold. The saint is captured in the moment of the mystical ecstasy, while in an almost sensual pose typical of female half-busts of Cairo, she turns her head backwards, with her eyes gazing at the sky, towards a flame of which the rays can be glimpsed in the right corner of the painting. The third room, dedicated to the pottery of northern Italy, exhibits three significant examples of polychrome wooden sculpture. Two statues offer the possibility of comparing Italian sculpture with Northern European sculpture. Saint John the Baptist, a copy of the prototype of Donatello made for the Church dei Frari in Venice, is still being researched. It represents the figure of the ascetic with the hollowed and sharpened face, intent on preaching, with his right arm raised to draw the attention of the faithful, and his body, almost skeletal-like, marked by hardship and hunger, is covered by animal hide. The other sculpture of the early 16th century and of significant quality for the elaborate intaglio portrays a stern Saint Anthony Abbot and can be attributed to Tillmann Riemenschneider, the greatest German sculptor of the Renaissance. The model reflects the authority of the saint who fought demons and, as a healer, overcame diseases. The face of the old man has an imperious expression, and his body is wrapped by a large cloak tightened around his waist with a belt, with deep folds from which the traditional pig appears. Together with the hermit staff and the book in his hand, this is his attribute.